Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 14th of January 2008. Today's topic, We Are the President. Election year in the States is a lot of fun and excitement. Though I live in Germany and love it here, I can't imagine giving up my U.S. citizenship to become German, mostly because of my wish to vote in the presidential elections. Okay, a lot of it is downright silly. Thanks for the video, Frida. But when it comes down to it, these elections are among the oldest, best-established democratic processes in the world. One thing is clear, we need change. I find it very heartening that the Democrats have interesting candidates that truly reflect what's going on in 21st century America. The two frontrunners, Obama and Clinton, have a strong following, one in the long-suffering American middle class, and one in the younger generation known as the millennials. Barack Obama is a great integrating figure. He's already doing U.S. culture a lot of good just by running in the primaries. His win in Iowa proves that Heartland America is really changing. He's getting the millennials excited about politics, and his "Yes, we can" is a wonderful message. But he's in for a rough ride. Being black may have cost him the New Hampshire primaries, and I'm not sure that having John Kerry on his side is helpful. And then there is Hillary, a smart politician who has been through the mill, a tried and tested social democratic warhorse. She has flip-flopped on Iraq and pharmaceuticals, which makes you wonder whether you can trust her. Her fatal flaw is that she comes across as cold and insincere. But politics can do that to people who want to get the job done, and I don't mean to be cynical here. Maybe that's why many American women, her most faithful constituency, feel that she's got her heart in the right place. Beneath that armor of hers, she's a politician of substance who really cares about the middle class. It's not always easy to like Hillary. When they were under siege during Bill's presidency, she defended her family's privacy, saying, and I quote, "I'm not going to have some reporters pawing through our papers. We are the president." Her arrogance can be so off-putting. But I liked her comeback message after winning the primary elections in New Hampshire. She said, "Over the past week, I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice." Now that rings true. She listens, both to the polls and to the people she meets, and she takes her cues from us, the public. And that's not the worst thing for a president. If the two of them, Clinton and Obama, come out on top in the primaries, wouldn't it be amazing to see them patch up their differences to run for president and vice president on one ticket? Just imagine the broad base they would represent. Maybe it's a pipe dream. Maybe they're totally incompatible. But if they manage to merge their constituencies, in November 2008, we too would be able to say, "We are the president." Thanks for listening. Come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.